I'm hoping you're the host. I'm hoping your outfits are sick.
That's exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's another host who's another beloved figure from the reality TV universe. Oh, so we'll be co-hosting together and playing off of each other. And this person's a bit like kind of squeamish and sort of like gets easily spooked. So I'm really excited to mess with them.
Okay, it also sounds very, I'm getting a lot of like female energy around this show idea too. I'm very, very excited for this. Okay, I have another question for you. Two questions.
Okay.
What makes a good host? Because I think my personal feelings are like Jeff and Alan do incredible jobs. Not everyone does an incredible job. You were on shows with like great hosts. What makes a great host? Because also they're very different. So like from the contestant perspective, like what do you see that actually makes them good?
I think the thing that makes a great host, and yes, Jeff and Alan are up there. Joe Manganiello from Deal or No Deal, I thought also was an excellent host.
Really? Oh, great. I mean, he's a great actor, but like that doesn't always translate. You know?
No, it doesn't. But you know what it is? It's these people buy into the game and the show. So they're stepping into their role as host, and it's really like they're creating this very special world for the contestants to play this game in, and the hosts are bought into it. The hosts are, Joe is like a Dungeons and Dragons nerd. He's
okay.
A gamer.
Didn't see that coming. Okay,
he tried out for Survivor.
What? And they didn't put him on?
Well, he was going to be Joe, like the construction guy from Boston. And he told me this story because we interviewed him for my podcast. And it was like, what? But his acting career had kind of like taken a lull. And he was like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to go do Survivor. I've always wanted to do it. I'm doing construction. So he was like blue collar Joe. He tried out for Survivor. He was getting cast for it. And then one of his shows got picked up. So he
was
back.
Was it True Blood? Because what a sliding doors.
Oh my God.
Situation.
No, it wasn't True Blood, but it was like something else with a kind of a star studded, hilarious comedian cast.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, it was a sliding doors moment because he was almost a Survivor guy.
That is so devastating because Mike White going on Survivor really changed things really in how you look at your career, because I feel like we'll relate to this where it's like coming up, like you could only be one thing, right? Like even going on reality TV, you can only play one trope. And I feel like the world has opened up to be like, we are multifaceted creative humans. Like Mike White can play Survivor and also can show run White Lotus, and Joe can like be a host, but also an actor. And yeah.
And I think it's also a testament to like, you're not going to be able to do that off the bat, but they're so established as these very successful, iconic standouts in their field that they can do whatever they want now. It's like giving them the maneuverability. Like, not anyone could pull that off. But
yeah,
I agree. I think now there is, because of social media, it's so many people are branching out and doing lots of different creative.
Oh, yeah. And have you felt that become available to you with how the world is changing in our perception of like women on TV? Or do you feel like it is still a very narrow path they allow you to walk?
I think women aging on TV and in entertainment is very different to men. And the field definitely does narrow. We got to stay fit. We got to stay ready. And the men can kind of like, whatever.
Yeah. Not going to say names, but Boston Rob. Okay.
They can eat hot dogs all day if they want.
Yeah. But if you come back as a woman and you look too different from how they first saw you, you're going to get trolled.
Yeah, totally. And Rob used to be so hot when he was young, but now he's still so hot.
We love dad bod. And you're like, I'm going to kill you.
Okay, fine. Whatever. I'm not going to get mad. I'm just going to get even, you know?
Yeah.
But I do think it is like a completely different ballgame than it was when I first was on reality TV. Like I was thinking about this. I was 22 when I was first cast on Survivor. So I really grew up on television.
On TV.
And I've never been able to tell my own story until now with my book. So it's been such a reclamation for me where I'm like, oh, I can say whatever I want about myself. I can paint myself however I want. I can make people think of me the way I think of me. And now I can turn that into a new career for myself. So it's really cool. Like, writing my book actually brought me into a place of real self-acceptance and really liking myself, because I like buckled down and made it happen. I told all these stories. And then as I was telling the stories, even the hard ones to tell, I was editing them and they were out of my body. And I was like, I don't have to feel ashamed about any of this stuff, because it's just human. All the stories that I tell in the book, I'm like, I see myself as human, as flawed, as inherently lovable because of the mistakes that I made. And having grown up in the public eye and now the culture,